Welcome to the Road of Faith Seminar, and my name's Ken Fletcher. So glad that you have stopped by today, and we hope that you'll stay with us through the whole seminar as we moving along in this wonderful road trip called Know Thyself, and we're going inside. We're looking inward to what's making us tick and what's going on inside here, and that's what we're all about here on this series. So I hope that you'll stay with us through the whole seminar today and through the whole journey with us on this Know Thyself series. My goodness, and we are going deeper, and we're going deeper, and we're getting clearer, and we're getting clearer on our relationship with God, and how to hear clearly from Him, and what to do, how to do things in life to get ourselves into the perfect will of God for our lives. And boy, that's what we should all be out to do, to be finding, getting ourselves into that place, because it's there in that perfect will of God that we can realize eternal things, and He can flow through us and make us a blessing and bless us. My goodness, He wants us to get us in a place of blessing so that we can be a blessing to other people. And boy, that's what it's all about in this life. I mean, to achieve that, to just be a blessing every day to people, my goodness. That to me, that's the top of the top. You know, if He can use me to be a blessing, or use you to be a blessing to somebody, help somebody along the way to help them in their life, to come to know the Lord, to be healed, to be lifted, to be encouraged, to realize that they're very, very valuable to God, and that He loves them so much. It's such a privilege to be able to minister this message to people who are hurting and don't realize how good God is and how much He loves them and what He's done for them and how much He wants them. And well, it's a privilege to be able to say these things and to talk to people and share with people and to bring the light of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, to them, the real good news. Not the stuff that they say is good news, but really, really is it. I'm talking about the real good news of Jesus. Amen. And as you know, our main scripture for this whole group of seminars, Know Thyself, is 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 that says, if any person is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And these things are of God that He has done in us and through us. As we received Jesus, He came in and did this wonderful work within us and made us one with God. And we're getting into some really, really important scriptures today. But before we do, I want to tell you what's going on for this year. The Lord has told me that our last seminar is going to be on December the 16th. That's Saturday, December the 16th. That will be the last seminar of this year. Now, we're not done with the Know Thyself series from what He's telling me. We are wrapping it up for this year, though. But we're going to pick up in 2024 on March the 2nd. Saturday, March the 2nd is what I believe He's shown us to do. We're going to pick back up with Know Thyself 2024. And in Know Thyself 2024, we're going to pick up where we left off here. We may review just a tad bit just to bring folks up to where we are a little bit. Of course, you can't go back and review everything that we've done and all of the things in all the places and stops that we've made so far this year. But we're going to review just a tad bit next year, and then we're going to go on with the Lord and what He wants to do in deeper truth and revelation of our union with God. And that's the thing, man, to get that truth and that revelation of who you are and what you've been created to be. It's far beyond the way we have been looking at ourselves. I'm telling you, I don't care how long you've been with the Lord. You may have been with Him for 90 years. But listen, this revelation of being one with God through Christ is so amazing and so great, there's no way you can plumb the depths of it all. And that's what we're talking about here, in essence, is this relationship that we have with Jesus, that Jesus has brought us into because of what he did through his death, through his burial, and through his resurrection from the dead, the substitutionary thing that he did for us, and being God's provision for us. And it was the way that God redeemed us back to himself was through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Through his life and what he did. And when he came out of that grave, praise God, it was complete. As he went in and sat down at the mercy seat in heaven and forever making intercession for us to the Father. My goodness, what good news we have to tell. And so I hope you'll stay with me as we're moving along here in the Word of God, in the things of God, and in the will of the Lord in this particular seminar. And so we're moving along the way he wants to do things today. So we just want you to stay with us as we're moving along and pick up revelation for yourself. Listen, this is important revelation that we're talking about here throughout this seminar, throughout this whole series. This is important revelation that we're talking about that will change your whole destiny, that changes your whole perception of things and helps you to come into a reality of the way things really are with you and Jesus. Now, most Christians, now Jesus told me this, that most Christians, the greater majority of Christians are in a form of deception going on, and it's coming in from the matrix. It's coming in then blinding their perception of who they really are. And so it's going to take a change of focus. And we've talked about that change of focus that's necessary for us to come into that place with Jesus that we need to understand, to make the adjustments with inside of ourselves. And we've talked about the three things in a box. And that those things were what was working in me, that I was really not that aware of. I may have understood some of it, you know what I mean, as I was going along there in life. But I didn't understand that it was going to bring me into this clarity with the Lord. And in understanding that clarity with the Lord that I have now, that he showed me and he brought me into on March 9, 2022, in understanding it better as I was hoping to be able to explain it a little better when I got to this point, in this series, because in the last series I was trying to wrap my head around it all. And anyway, it was very, very emotional time for it. I guess you could say a lot of changes taking place in my perception of things. Jesus is showing me a lot of things. And it was so deep and so wonderful. Many times I would just weep. So I was in an emotional state at that point in time when I started that last series, and I moved on through. So the Lord just wanted us to keep all the crying and all everything the way it was, because he wanted things to be real. You see, people to see I was real, and I was. I was about as real as I could get, as real, telling things as real as I could. But I was hoping at that time, and I said so, that I'd, by the time we got into this series here, that I would have a little better understanding of what took place, and the Lord showed me the things that took place and in me, which brought me into this clarity with him. Now, I've since realized that this clarity, what that means is that I can check with him throughout the day and night, and find out what his timing is in things. And I can find out what his perfect will is in things, you see, which keeps me abreast of his perfect will in my life. And as long as I'm hearing from him and I'm just and I'm following along with what he's showing me to do, that is what brings me into his perfect will. And just being willing to live there with him, and just being willing and obedient, you know, and staying with that, because I understand that his way, his wisdom is so much greater, so much better than mine. And so I'm looking to him to bring me each day, each moment, each hour, to bring me into, and that I stay in that flow. Amen. Yes, Lord, he gave me a really good word today. We were doing some things and I was thinking, well, I need to move this. I need to get going on this. I need to push forward on this. And this is what he said to me. He said, we don't force, we flow. I thought, that is a goodie to get a hold of that. So I'm just passed it on to you. So I hope that that's true in your life, that you don't force. There's no rushing, you know. I often tell this to my wife or my other loved ones, no rushing now. Let's not rush, because rushing will get you into trouble a lot of times, get you out ahead just by you not thinking about what's going on and taking your time and analyzing and making sure you're headed the right direction, instead of just flying off and taking off and maybe running into trouble. No rushing, no, and no force, no, we don't force, we flow. That's what he said. So I said, yes, sir, that's right. We don't force, we flow. So I'm trying to learn. Oh, boy, I'm so thankful for those nuggets he gives me. Keeps me, you know, helps me to see reality of what how things are with he and I, and in life in general, you know. Praise God. Amen. Well, we wanted to get into some of the words of Jesus today. It's a real privilege to be able to read these words of Jesus to you out of the Bible. And we get to hear his prayer to the Father for the disciples there, that he was standing there praying for them. But in this also, he included you and me in this prayer, because we're the ones that believed on him through their word, through their testimony of what happened, through the truth of what happened there. And so we're able to hear this prayer from our Lord to the Father. And this was nearing the time when he was going to be taken away from us, off of the earth. He was no longer going to be among men in the flesh as men knew him then. He was nearing that time, that transitional time, when he was going to become sin for us. And he was going to take on our sickness and disease and the penalty so that we could have peace. That penalty, he took that as well. Yes, he ministered to the whole man there, the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. Yes, he did. He ministered to the whole man. That was included in redemption for you and I. And he was the substitute. He was the sacrifice. He was the perfect sacrifice that God provided for us for the payment of our lost condition, of where we were. And where we are with God. Amen. We were lost without him. We needed Jesus desperately. And the Father provided that free gift of Jesus to you and to me, to make the payment, to bring us into this place that he brought us into, which is, it's all a miracle, the whole thing. It's all a miracle. I mean, just think about it. Just believing in what Jesus did for us, putting our faith and our trust in that, the miracle of salvation comes into us, and 2 Corinthians 5:17 comes to pass in our lives. And we become something different than we were before. we become right with God. We become one with God. Praise God. Now let's read these words of Jesus. We're going to start here in John 17, and we're just going to read through the whole chapter of John 17. So I'm going to read through the whole chapter. I'm not going to comment or anything as we go through it. You're just going to hear the pure words of Jesus here right out of the Bible, John chapter 17. This is Jesus speaking here. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given us me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept my word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them through thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. As we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known thee, known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And that is the end of chapter 17 of the book of John. And that was our Lord speaking, of course, and praying to the Father for the disciples, for those that were with him through the period of time of his life when he was ministering. And they were with him through the whole thing and gave witness and testimony of his life and ministry and what he did. And so we believe on the testimony and word of the apostles and the disciples and the prophets. We believe on the testimony and the record that we have of the old covenant and the new covenant. And the central figure in the Bible is Jesus. Nothing would mean anything, really. I mean, if you just back up and look at the whole thing, nothing in the Word of God, nothing in the Bible would mean anything without Jesus coming and being here and doing what he did for us. It wouldn't mean anything. Because the Bible does mean something. And it was all in preparation to bring Jesus to the earth. It was getting him into the earth. And praise his name. And so he could do something for us. Amen. And so that we could believe on him and then things could be different for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful chapter this is. I mean, the depth of wisdom, the depth of revelation in this chapter is huge. And you can see over and over he kept saying about the oneness that we have. He brought himself here in order that we could be one with him and one with the Father, just like he is. Just like he is. That he is one with the Father. He was one with the Father before he came, and now he's one with the Father again. The difference is because of what he did for us, we are able to also be included into this. I mean, what think about the what this means, you know, for us, the magnitude of it all. That he brought us into this amazing place with the Lord, with the Father. And it was his will, it was Father's will to do this. Now this is the amazing thing about the whole plan. It was the Father's will to do all these things. And the Lord carried it out. And oh my goodness, he was part of it. He was joined with it. And so Jesus carried out all perfectly, all the things that the Father sent him to do for us. And it was a completed, perfect work, a plan executed perfectly for us to bring us into oneness and relationship. I mean, a real one relationship with God our Father and with the Lord Jesus. You know, I talked to some people and different ones will have this concept about God. And it's sort of I don't know how to say it other than it's just impersonal. And it's like he's some sort of a blob or some sort of a force, you know. And they'll call him, well, the universe this and the universe does this. And it's like he's some impersonal, some sort of a impersonal sort of force that, you know. Because of Jesus, we see there's nothing impersonal about it. I mean, he shows us that he and the Father, that relationship and love and the obedience and the plan and the revelation of God's will to us and that it's, man, it's personal. And he sent Jesus. He's a personal savior. And so it sort of, you know, when people come across like that, that God is some sort of a impersonal force or something that in the universe, and that somehow we're connected to this force, that people are just connected to it. And, well, it may be like that for them. I don't know. But, man, I'm staying with the Jesus of the Bible. I'm staying with the family of God. I mean, it's a real family, you know? And Jesus is a real Savior to us. And we need saving from, or he wouldn't have come. We were lost and without God, man. We did not have the God kind of life. We did not have the God kind of eternal life in us, or Jesus wouldn't have needed to come. No, there was a way that things had to happen before God to make things right. He knew that we needed Jesus. And so it was in his plan to make sure to send him, amen, for us. And it was just all about love, man. You just strip everything off. It was all about love, what he did. Now, it was because he loved us. And he came for us, praise God. But I wanted to get back into some of these words of Jesus here. So many. My goodness, where does one start here? So much. But I wanted to get into the part where he was talking he did. It wasn't his will that we be taken out of the world, you know, but that we should remain, and that we should be kept from evil by our Father. That was his prayer. Amen. And he said it two or three different times there. They are not of the world, even as not I am not of the world. So since we've hooked up with the life of God and we have Jesus, we are no longer of the world. No, we are of God now. We are of Jesus. Jesus's life is our life. And so the world does not know this life. The world does not know the Father, you see. Jesus spoke of it many times here. And he's telling us to sanctify us through Father's truth, through his truth, because his word is truth. Amen. And he says here in verse 18, as Father has sent Jesus into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So he's sending us into the world. Not just the disciples, but all of us that have come into Christ, all of us who have believed on him and received his life, you see, received that eternal life. He's sending us into the world also to give this message to people who need to hear it. And people are hurting, man, and they need to know about Jesus and what he's done for them. And so we want to be instrumental and busy about doing that, what the Lord wants us to do, and be about telling people about this good news about what Jesus has done for them. And it's free, and it don't cost a thing. And if they'll just receive Jesus and his life, my goodness sakes, he'll come in and he'll change things for them. Amen. And things will be different from their life from then on, because no longer are they apart from God, but they are now one with God. This is what he came to do. Amen. Amen. Now he said, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And that is where you and I, he prayed for you and I. Yes, he did right there. That they all, look at this, verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me. You see that? That we may all, you and I, be one like the Father's in him. That oneness that he had with the Father. That's right. So we get to participate in that. We get to be part of that one thing that he shared with the Father. Thank God. So now we become one with the Father also. So we're one with the Lord, and because of our union with him, we're one with the Father. Praise God. He's made us right with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. See that? See that one? Father's in him and he's in the Father. Praise God. Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also, ooh, praise God, they also may be one in us. Man, this is huge. That we can be one with the Father like Jesus is one with the Father. Man, he made it very, very clear here. Not some other way. Not some other way of, not some other relationship with the Father. This is what he's trying to say. I've done this so that we can be one with the Father. In other words, I'm doing this because so that they can be one with the Father, like he's one with the, like just like that. To be one. And I've been trying to wrap my head around it. And I'm trying to convey to you the hugeness of this thing. I don't know if a person can put into words. It's just going to have to be the work of the Holy Spirit within you to get you to the revelation of way things are with you now. Since you've hooked up with Jesus, it is so huge and it is so great and it is so unlimited and so wonderful to be part of, to be one with Father and one with the Lord. Amen. We've got it now. Amen. But this is his prayer before he left the earth. This is the Lord's prayer. Isn't this wonderful? That they may all be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Glory to God. So the world's going to know Jesus. Listen, the world's going to know Jesus through you and me. That's how the world's going to know Jesus. Because most of them ain't going to believe the Bible. Or perhaps if they do, they just sort of believe it and say, well, it's the good book. It's the, you know, got good things in it and so forth. But they don't know the God of the Bible, you know. Well, that's what we're here for. We're to show them, hey, man, I know the Lord. I know the Lord and I know the God of the Bible. And he's good and he loves you. And so we get to tell them the good news. We get to tell them all the wonderful things that Jesus has done for them. And so praise God, we get to be used by God to spread this truth, this wonderful, wonderful truth of the Word of God. And what it has done for us. Now, that's the thing that's really going to be a blessing and help people is when you tell them, well, this is what God has done for me. And just tell them how it is. Just tell them what he's done for you and where you were and where how he's brought you out and how it's worked for you and what's happened to your family since and all the good things that he's doing in your life. And I thought, see, we're supposed to be about that and tell them people. We got to tell them. We need to tell them now because they're hurting and they're looking for answers and they're looking and they think they can find them in other places or maybe they'll get this, you know, go to therapy or something. A lot of people go to therapy and they'll talk it over with another person who has studied psychology and how things work and as far as their viewpoint of psychology. And some of those things are true. I'm not saying that psychologists are not right on about things because a lot of things that they talk about, the things that they know are true. And are good and will help people. But the real thing that's really going to help people is knowing Jesus now. I mean, he'll get you in the right spot. He'll lead you in the right places. He'll get you into the answers, the real answers that's going to make a difference. I mean, he'll heal your body. Nothing's impossible to him. Nothing's impossible to him. And so whatever it is you're facing now, he's got the answer to it for you. And he wants to show you what that is. and leads you in His way. Well, we've been talking about being led by the Spirit of God this whole time. It's the only reason we can be led, Spirit of God, because what Jesus is talking about here, what He was praying, that we can be one with God and we can understand and be led by Him and know, and understand our way before Him and know which way to go daily, hourly, minute by minute, second by second, because He is forever blended within us forever. And we're blended with Him forever. We are one with God, just as Jesus was one with God. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Woo! We are one with God, just like Jesus was one with God. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Don't let anybody tell you different. Say, well, Jesus is one God with them, but we're like this and it. No, this is what this is God's will. This is what the Lord's will is for you and me. And He prayed it. And don't you think Father answered His prayer? You know He did, because it was right along the lines of Father's will for us. And that's why He's praying it. See, let me read that again. That they all, that includes you and me. That they all, or you can put your name in there, that Ken may be one as thou, Father. See, you can say that because you're included in this prayer, just as I am. Put your name in there. That Sally or that Frank or whoever may be one. Say that Frank may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. The same way. So you should be able to hear from Father, from the Lord, the same way that Jesus heard from Father. Yes, you should, because it's what He said here. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent. I'll tell you something that the world needs to know, that Father, God, the greatest of all, has sent Jesus to us. They need to know it. And we need to show it. And we need to be about it. And so that's what we're supposed to be busy about doing here. While we're in the world, we're not of the world. We're of Jesus. We're a Father, and we're here to tell the world about Jesus, that they might believe also, just like we have. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the glory, verse 22 says, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Look at that. This chapter, we could spend a lot of time in this chapter. Maybe you need to look at this chapter for a while. You know what I mean? And think about it, because just reading through things like this without considering and taking the time to let it soak in and see what he and think about what he's saying here. Think about what the Master's saying here. It's huge. He's brought us up into the same place with the Father that He is and that He was before He came. Think about that. He brought us because of what He did, and it was the Father's will to do this. How could we do this for ourselves? Make ourselves good enough to do such a thing? Well, there's just no way it's possible to do such a thing. We couldn't do it. It was the Father's will who sent Jesus with this plan to redeem you and I and to bring us into this oneness with Him, into this place with Him that's impossible. It's just an impossible place for us to even think that we could ever get to. We couldn't even think that would be a... even a possibility or a remote thought that we could do or be in such a condition, such a place as this with the Father. But that is where the Lord has brought us. to that same place where he was with the Father. And he has brought us because of what he did, because that's his will to do that. That was why he came. Well, I tell you what, that thrills me when I read these words and I think about the truth and the depth of what he did and what it means to me. I mean, personally, you should get thrilled about this, what this means to you personally, you know, what the ramifications are of it all. My goodness. And what we can do down here. Listen, we can do anything the Lord tells us to do because of this. Anything because of this. Amen. That they may all be one as Father, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, the same way that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou givest me I have given them, that they may be one. It says it again, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, see, he's still talking about this same thing. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and that and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Boy, did you hear that? I in them, thou in me. See, Father in Jesus, we're in Jesus, and we're in the Father. That they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Whew. Father loves you and I as much as he loves Jesus. That's exactly what Jesus has told us here. Father loves us as much as he loves Jesus. He loves you as much as he loves Jesus, because you're one in him. So he's looking at you as this blend too, that you're in Christ. He's looking at that blend that's happening because of who you are. We've been talking about the blend. Amen. That we have the fusion that we have with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Verse 24 says, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Oh, boy. We get to be with him. Woo. That they may behold my glory. So we're going to get to see his glory full on the way he is. Oh, praise his name forever. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Amen. Yes, Father did. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. Now, a lot of people say they know him. A lot of people say they know God. But the world doesn't know God. Jesus knows God. Yes, he does. And so if you want to get real with God, you're going to have to listen to what Jesus says, because he knows the Father. Amen. But the world has not known him. Amen. The world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Still praying for us. Amen. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Oh, this, what words, what truth. And I am just about out of time. And we're going to pick up here next week. But remember, we're winding down for the year on this series. So I hope that you'll stay with us throughout the rest of the series of this year of 2023 for Know Thyself. So until next week, listen, I hope you make it a point to join us right here as we're going back into the Word of God, talking about the words of Jesus and what the implications of it all. My goodness. So until next time, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love.